It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing your child because you didn't fill out the paperwork. True story. You could join our chat room, Denpen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, watch us, if you will, on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. Audio is definitely better on davincomedy.com. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Mr. Helix.
That's right. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Helix.
Hello, everybody.
Joe will be back next week. But we got two. Now, is it Heli? Is it Helixes? Is it Helixin? What is plural?
Oh, I like Helixin.
Helixin? I bet you do. I bet you do, Eli, when you like Helixin.
So. Helixin sounds good.
I like it.
I do.
I don't understand how they didn't know this. Like, I'm the first one asking it.
We'll have to try it sometime.
I think. All right.
We usually don't refer to ourselves in the plural together as plural people. It's like,
yeah, but
you, me, us. We don't say we are the Helixin.
Right,
well,
but if somebody
go, hey, Helix, go what Helix? You know. So,
yeah. Yeah, but if like you know, would you say the Heli are coming to dinner?
Mr. and Mrs. Helix are coming.
Yeah. Okay. The Helixin it is. On the show. Wow, my eyesight sucks. On the show, I go blind. Perfect.
Welcome to the club, God, man.
That's kidding. What happens when you do it too much.
I'm surprised it's lasted this long then. On the show, a mom loses custody of her kid to a sperm donor.
I can't with this. I can't.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay, good.
A drag queen Christmas causes controversy in Florida. Pip's blog. Where, yeah, it was a nuanced shenanigans.
It was.
Nazi news and Pantera loses concert dates due to Nazism.
Not nuanced.
Apparently you have your opinion on that already. School of Fools, and it wouldn't be Black History Month if we didn't have issues with school menus. A grown man. We've been trying to get to this story for a month, but tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
Oh, you saved it for me, did you?
Yeah.
Well, it involves a grown man in diapers, so it seemed appropriate.
Then of course, yeah.
This is right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, it seemed like we should bring in an expert.
No. Now I know why I'm here.
Yeah, this is why you're here. She saw it on the prep sheet list. She's like, you know what? My husband can relate. This will be good.
Well, you know what? We'll save this for later.
Yes. And scamming scammers. Now, usually we don't do scamming scammers when it's not the three of us, but Pip's like, no, Mr. Helix has been kept abreast of the situation.
Yes, he has.
You now, have you been told in general what we do, or specifically what is going on with this latest odyssey?
More in general.
More in general.
I have heard specifics when they are really merited. You know.
Oh, they're merited.
Yeah, well, I guess they all are, but...
With this one lately, they have been.
Yeah, this one's been a hellapalooza. But particularly, I was chortling and screaming with glee over the pad incident.
Well, that's ongoing.
I know.
So you know all about the menstrual pains.
Yes.
And the $25 for pads.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yes, but when we last left, the Pip and Joe, they turned on me. They feel that the relationship is coming to an end because she's threatened to block me. So, we'll see. This could be it. You could be here for the denouement.
Denouement.
Oui, oui.
So, we'll get to that. So, this is, Let's see, I got so much I want to talk about. My car is kind of on the way out. Nah, don't have to talk about that now.
Oh, that's sad, though.
It is. You know, 300,000 miles, and the car's like, that's enough.
You know what, though? I know they're highway miles, but that's a lot for a car.
Well, here's the problem. Normally, all right, I guess we'll get into it. Normally, all right, I need a new car. Not a big deal. We've been sitting with a financial planner.
That's scary shit.
Well, yeah, because we're approaching put him in the ground time, and and also we're paying for we have college coming up for my daughter, so if she goes to a private school, ouch. If she goes to a New York State school, aight, we can do that. If she goes to some other state schools, aight, possibly.
She
has no idea where she wants to go. Actually, she went to her first college yesterday to look at with her cousin. She went to Rutgers.
Okay.
Looked at Rutgers. And Thursday, she's going with her cousin to look at Binghamton University.
Okay.
So we started. And my daughter will be driving. So our third – and I really don't want to take our third car on the road with me. That's a 2005. It's a Buick. I mean, it doesn't have the miles mine does, but
– I don't know. There's something about the word Buick that sounds like – belching something up that just does not appeal. Buick, you know. Just
enjoy your enjoy your dinner, folks. If you're eating while listening to this,
sorry, you know better than that.
That's
on you.
Fair. So this car has been really good, but the engine light keeps on going on. It's the catalytic converter.
Just have somebody steal it out from under you. The insurance will pay.
Yeah, that's what people are doing.
They are in droves.
But. Oddly enough, out of Kias, which is what I drive.
Isn't that crazy?
So, like, a new one would cost $1,800. And the car has 300,000 miles
on it. You got a Kia to go 300,000 miles?
I did. I made it all by myself.
I couldn't get one to go 3,000 miles.
Did you have a Kia?
I still do, but...
What year is it?
2019.
Those are good. They're good. Well, you got a hell of a warranty.
Yeah, well, the engine blew after like a year.
Yeah, but you're covered.
I was, but...
That sucks.
And the second time, too.
Yeah.
Wow, really? Yeah. What type of Kia?
Soul.
Oh, well.
And I kept up with the maintenance. Yeah, I
Even
I
if you don't keep up with the maintenance, you gotta screw it up for it to blow the engine.
No, it's one more engine to Lemon Law, I think.
All right, but, I mean, they're covered. It sucks. It's an inconvenient, but at least it's not out of pocket.
Right. Well, it's a big inconvenience.
Yeah. I mean, why don't they just give you a new car at this point?
You'd think, right?
Well, that's what they would. If it goes again, that's what they'll have.
I have faith in you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, Kias have a good reputation now. And
otherwise, I love the car. I think it's a great car.
Other than the engine blowing up.
Yeah, other than it doesn't go very well.
That's the problem. You have unreal expectations.
Yeah. You know.
He's happy if it just doesn't explode. While he's in it.
I'd be happy if Joe didn't explode while I was present. But, you know, these things happen.
It happens. You know? I know.
Soul, it's hot, it's sun, it's fiery. No, but two engines, that I'd be furious.
Oh, yeah.
I was livid, yeah.
And you're not driving that much.
Not anymore, but this was back, it was...
By the standards that I drive.
You were driving back and forth to work a lot.
So was
exploding was inconvenient.
No, but I'm saying it's not like he's putting undue stress on an engine.
Yeah, in the past 3 years, it happened in the past 3 years, but...
Yeah.
But
you're not a beast like I am.
I drive 25 hours at a time. If an engine said enough, you would get it.
You know, people say you drive like an old lady. I've had old ladies tell me I drive like an old lady.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm a little happy that you're not on the road. That's a problem. You're the problem.
No. He drives carefully.
I don't want that. I don't want
that. I'm blowing his doors off.
Yeah, he's got to move. I've never been behind you, but I'm telling you right now, get the hell out of the way.
Oh, wait, that was you? Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, even down the driveway, I was pissed off going so slowly down the driveway. Let's go!
Come on!
Let's move!
Pull to the right!
It's funny, right before you showed up, the reason why we were outside, true story, there was a stray cat on our front stair, which I'd never seen before. It was like the welcoming committee for you guys.
They smell us.
The Helixin are coming. The Helixin are coming. Meow! Meow!
It's so true. It's like, wait a minute. Wait. Do they have a basket to bring us home in?
And of course, the wife's like, oh, she wanted to see. I go, what do you need to see for? Well, I go, what, you want another cat? No, but it might be hungry. I'm like, and that's how you get another cat.
And that's how you get a cat, yes. Yes, they know in our neighborhood the bull's always out. They know that's where the food is.
And you give them food, so, you know.
Yeah, it's not just an empty bowl.
No, I meant a different type of bowl. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, there's that. No,
I mean, a musician, so I would assume.
No.
Really?
Yeah, there's none of that.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, you drive in like, maybe the car has had enough of your shenanigans. Maybe the fact that you drive so low, it's like, hello, I'm a soul. It's fire, we're supposed to spread, we're supposed to go quickly. I'm tired of doing 10 miles under the speed limit. That could be it, too.
I think it's fed up.
I never thought of it in that way.
Well,
but,
you weren't here before. Mm. You were at the other house once before, but you weren't on mic.
I'm in a brand new, this is a whole new experience.
Yeah, it's amazing here. Yeah. I'll give you the tour later on if you want it. It's better in the dark. That's where you don't see the creepy crawlies.
You've not seen some of the studios that I've worked in. This is fine.
I have not. I haven't even seen your house. I've been friends with her for 25 years. I've seen one abode where she lived.
And
that was the passing of her mom.
I've never seen it either. That's the problem.
Or your dad.
No, it couldn't have been dad.
It was your mom then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was at the very, very beginning when you were in Dumont, I want to say.
Was I still then? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. But count yourself as very lucky, very fortunate. You don't want.
Okay. So anyway, so this car has been very good. I've had no major issues with this car. No engine, no trans, the brakes.
So all the good that you got was, I got all the bad.
Because I drive like a maniac and the car knows better.
I never thought of it that way.
I
thought that if you didn't beat on the car, it would last, you'd be nice to it.
I don't think going 90 is beating on it. I think we're doing what we need to do to get someplace.
I think it deserves that kind of punishment. It knows what it did.
But, so I'm like, all right, I'll keep this car going for another couple years. Because then we had an argument in front of the financial planner. Because I want to get a new car, if this goes.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we just bought my wife's new car with cash. Just paid with cash, which is her first new car. She wasn't going to get a new car. She's never had a new car. I'm like, you should get a new car.
I got a 2019 Soul you might be interested in. Slightly used.
Listen,
new engine.
I got somebody upstairs who's stolen my soul. So... So, no, I don't want your problems. I got enough of my own.
I figured I'd try.
But I think, at first the wife's like, well, $1,800 is better than buying a new car. I'm like, yeah, but it's got 300,000 miles on it. And it's already noisy. It's a noisy car.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, I got a 20 hours round trip coming up, which I wasn't planning on doing. I always fly, because I'm going to the Midwest, I always fly into South Bend, $200 round trip. That's not this time. It's like four and change. I'm like, I don't want to pay that. I'll just drive.
Ow.
Yeah. So.
And it's just for that gig?
No, I'm doing a tour.
Okay.
So usually what I do is I fly into South Bend, and then my feature out there drives to all the gigs, and I give him all the gas money.
Okay.
So I'll just drive to his house.
Yeah.
And let him drive. But it's like, 10 hours for me is nothing, but it's still like, I could have flown. But it's like, now I'm worried about the car.
Yeah. That's a real bummer, is that when you're actually worrying about the car getting you to where you need to be. And it's like, why do I have this box again? Why do I have...
Now you know what I've been living with. You're talking about going 20 hours. I'm going 20 miles, I'm afraid.
That's good to live that way.
No, yeah. It's not.
But when you're going far, it's like, wow, I'm really screwed. I'm out of AAA towing range.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to be someplace.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to take it out there. But it's not ideal. The wife's like, oh, you can take my car. I don't want to beat on her car.
What about a rental?
I don't want to do that. Rentals are so expensive right now.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But I'm not even worried about the catalytic converter breaking. I'm worried it won't pass inspection in August. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Because it won't. Because if it's triggered that the catalytic converter is dirty, it won't pass inspection.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Crap. I just passed inspection because I put two new tires on because they were really bad. I just passed.
Screw safety. It's just,
No.
I used to just tape a $50 bill to the windshield.
That's not a bad idea, Tim.
Do you know the one time I had my old Volkswagen Beetle, and I knew that my horn didn't work, and I was just like, ah, crap, I'm going to fail. And this was inspection in New Jersey when you went to that cavernous building in Paramus.
Oh, yeah. Well, you you could have gone to your mechanic, but you had them do it. It was free.
Yeah, well, the I'm DMV. Old, so it was way back when
I remember.
Mechanics didn't do it. So you go to
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was when you had to go to the DMV. Yeah. So
when I moved to New York, I was like, what? I don't have to. I can go to a gas station?
I know.
This is the best.
It's a revelation because, you know, back in the day, that was the only gig. So I went in there, and I'm in this big cavern, and I'm like, I know I'm going to fail, but at least gives me 30 days without a ticket. So they go, beep your horn, and I went, like I just went through the motions. Somebody else beeped their horn, and he went, click. I was so lucky.
That's crazy.
And
that's
amazing. I passed.
That's amazing.
I know. I was like, dummy up, Pip. Don't tell it yourself.
Now you'd probably like put it on your phone, like the sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, that's not really.
All right, it's a horn, not a donkey. I don't know what the hell that was. The hell?
I'm trying to do a horn. It came out Canada Goose. I don't know.
Is that what that was?
I don't know.
Yeah, Trudeau called. He's not pleased with you. We're now at war with Canada.
No, you know what? Apparently, he's a distant relative.
Of you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow. He's a handsome man.
It didn't trickle down that way.
I'm not saying whether it did or didn't. I'm just saying. I mean, he's a handsome man.
He is a handsome man. Didn't trickle down.
Dressed in blackface, which wasn't very nice, but...
Yeah.
I guess that was at a family reunion?
Of course. It was. Yeah, we're all drinking some Natty Lights and pouring some 40s for our homies.
Stop. It's Black History Month. You're being offensive.
I know I am.
So that's the deal with the car, which I wasn't planning on talking about, but here we are. Mm. So I'll talk about this. This will be good because Mr. Helix is another musician. Usually we have Joe. He's a musician.
Yeah.
So and Mr. Helix has seen, you know, bands from like when the Flintstones were still jamming and shit.
Absolutely.
I mean, because every time we talk music, Mr. Helix is like, yeah, I remember the first time they took a spoon and smacked it against the pot.
It was a stick on a hollow log. Get it right.
See, I have a music historian here. These are good things.
Yes.
Banging rocks together.
And which is why I became a percussionist. It all makes sense.
That's why we met.
No, you met because you were doing a show.
No, because I got tired of banging rocks.
Well, yeah, but now in retrospect, not so bad.
Yeah, he's back to the rocks.
you try to an almost live a human being, and, you know, back to rocks, less complaining.
True.
Just as tender. But to be fair, rocks don't have medical. So
you know what? There are the upsides.
Yeah.
He doesn't need my medical anymore. When I don't know why the fuck he's
when
still here.
When you met him and he said, I'm into rock and roll, you had no idea what that meant.
No, I didn't know.
I was being literal, yeah.
No, he was like, roll over, I'm going to play with the rocks.
Are you going to keep moving? I'm just used to a big boulder in bed. This is kind of weird. All right. It's leaking out of something. Rocks don't usually do that. Okay. This is new. Well, at least if she's on my dick, I can get her off. I can just ask her to move instead of trying to call a friend to push.
After 3 days, the rock moved.
Wasn't he in that movie where he got stuck embedded in a boulder and he had to saw off his own dick? Wasn't that Mr. Helix?
No, something about a hand, but I think you're close.
I mean, a lot of people know about the guy in the mountain, but I feel like he had a similar story.
Yes, it was a tragic story. Yeah, it's but I'm still here and it's still attached. Sorry.
So was it.
I sold the rights for the movie, so I did all right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we got sidetracked, as often happens.
You don't say.
So my daughter is going to her first concert.
Oh, my God.
She's a musician, an excellent violinist, but she generally does not like music, generally does not like loud noises, doesn't really, she's not into, like, the things, she's not into music.
Yeah.
Like, I know more of the, like, if I say, oh, Billie Eilish, she'll roll her eyes at me like I'm the asshole.
Why are you the asshole?
Well, that's an open-ended question.
Oh, sorry.
We don't have time for that, dear.
You know.
And Joe's not here, so it's hardly fair. He doesn't know me as well, although I'm sure he has a few reasons, too.
I'm sure he can come up with a couple. Yeah. There
doesn't take much.
There's a couple hours to go.
So, but her friend is going to a show. Yeah. So she wants to go. So my wife thinks it's fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to take her to her first concert.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, because for years I've been saying, I'll take you to a concert. I don't care. I don't even have to like the music. Chances are I probably like the music better than she does anyway. You know, I listen to Z100. I can't see. So anyway, she's going to the show, and I bet you know the band. You might know the band, too. The only where the hell did I put my glasses? The only reason I know the band is, like she said, the name of the band. And
well, if they didn't come out in 1972, I probably
but I
don't.
Think they might have. But I think they might have.
Oh, okay.
The opening act is T-Sol. T-S-O-L.
Oh, okay.
See? I got the right guy.
It's unbelievable.
I knew I had the right guy.
T-S-O-L, yeah.
Is that T what now?
T-S-O-L.
Yeah. The only reason I vaguely knew who it was and I guessed what they were is because I vaguely recall Axl Rose wearing it on a T-shirt for like a live video.
That's your reference. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there was, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan.
Because they suck.
I know one song, Sounds of Laughter. That song I know.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, see, but,
the song
but know,
or.
Yeah, they were like a hardcore punk band.
But were they?
From the 80s.
Yeah.
Which was already like, in my opinion, past the prime.
It's know. Okay.
I didn't say I loved them. I said I knew one song.
So this is the opening band. Now the other band, the headlining band, I never heard of. Maybe you did. The Garden.
Now you got me.
All right. If I got you, then I know they really don't exist. I mean, because he knows a lot about music.
He does.
The Garden?
Of course.
The Garden.
Like not, they're not playing The Garden.
No, they're not playing.
As in Madison
no,
Square.
No, they're not playing. They're playing Irving Plaza.
All right. That I know. But
yeah, and it's not Soundgarden. It's The Garden.
Irving
All right,
Plaza.
So I don't feel.
It's
I don't,
in the Garden.
I don't feel so bad that I didn't know it either.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know that.
So she's going with her friend.
And they're the headliner.
Yeah, even yeah, which is weird, but that tells you where Diesel's career is at. T-S-O-L. T-S-O-L.
I don't know if it's True Sons of Liberty or True Sounds of Liberty was what it stands for. I thought it was True Sons of Liberty, but I've read it.
Sounds like a militia that stormed the Capitol.
I know. It sounds like white supremacists. I'm scared.
Now I'm into it.
No, you are not.
But yeah, and they were doing it before it was, you know, cool.
They tried many a time to storm the castle.
Yeah.
But and the Garden, So her friend is going, and apparently is into these bands, and her friend's dad is into these bands. Okay. So this is going to be her first music experience. Now, here's my opinion on music, on first concerts, besides, you know, the ones your parents drag you to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got dragged to Fabian, Chubby Checker, you know, all that stuff.
Chubby Checker, I could
say. Tom Jones. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the first, I'm going to digress here, but the first
That's
concert.
That's not allowed on this show.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
The first concert I got taken to, it wasn't by my parents, but it was by parents of, you know, like one of the kids in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And they brought a whole bunch of us. You know, I guess they had bought up a bunch of tickets or so, I don't know. Somehow they got a bunch of tickets.
Or they were into human trafficking.
It was 1967. It was the Beach Boys, the Buffalo Springfield, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and the Soul Survivors.
Two out of four, I know.
And the comedy group of the Pickle Brothers.
Two out of five, I know.
And I didn't know who they were either. I didn't know who, I knew who the Beach Boys were.
I saw the Beach Boys at Yankee Stadium years ago.
Well, this was at the Westchester County Center.
Yeah, but that's great.
And oh, yeah.
As it turns out.
Yeah.
Oh. I have a feeling my daughter will not be looking finally back on T-Sol. So anyway.
But I was dragged there by not my parents, but somebody else's parents.
But she's not dragged. She wants to go.
But yeah, but I was not against my will, even though I didn't know who the Buffalo Springfield, I soon found out, and they were the standouts to me at that show. I didn't know who they were. And, nobody knew that they were going
to
morph into Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young.
The Beach Boys had not hit their prime yet because they did not have a young drummer named John Stamos, which really is when the Beach Boys became relevant.
Oh, my God. Hold down your head. Don't let it explode.
No.
I've wounded him.
I think so.
It was a joke.
Well, more recently, actually interviewed a couple of the Beach Boys on a program I was hosting at the time.
Okay.
And when they played, again, locally at right outside the station. It was in a ballpark in Rockland County. And, yeah, I got it was Bruce Johnston and David Marks, the original guitar player, who joined him for that show. And
But they couldn't call themselves the Beach Boys.
No, no, it was Mike Love was okay. It was his version of the.
Everybody has a version.
And their drummer then was John Cowsill, who was
of the Cowsills.
Of the okay. The Cowsills.
So, and she's also going to a French concert this year. She likes French. I don't know who this musician was either. But my feeling is, if you're going to
wait, French is the name of the.
No, it's a French pop star who I've never heard of. Also in the city,
okay, I think their name is Ho Ho Ho.
Right.
Anyway,
Sacré Bleu.
I don't know who it is. We got that ticket. But here's the thing: if you're going to go to a concert, and you're not like, I think it should be one of two things. You're really into the band or the singer, whoever it is, and you might look back on it like 20 years later and go, "Ugh, what the hell I was thinking." But at the time, you were really into it, or they were really like Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah.
Like you know, or we wanted to go see Tiffany or Martika. You know, all right, she was really hot at the time. I was of the age.
Yeah.
Sans that, you got to see somebody iconic, whether it be Brooks and Dunn, Jay-Z, Kiss, Taylor Swift. It has to be somebody of an iconic stature. I don't care what.
Who would you want to take your daughter to see? If you could, any wish list, what would you say?
All right. So I think if you're going and they're not into the music, and you know they're not going to appreciate the music no matter what, you got to go one of two ways. I think there's something to be said for Kiss, even though it's half a Kiss now. There's something to be said for the spectacle, because I saw him on this reunion tour, the spectacle that is Kiss. There's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for Lady Gaga. You know, I think if you now, obviously, I would love if it was Aerosmith, but she would probably find it boring.
I thought that's what you might have. That was going to be your choice.
I'm not thinking about what I would like something to really make an impression. I think you got to go big.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you know, Aerosmith puts on a pretty spectacular show.
Yes,
would
they
she
do.
Die?
What
would she die going to Aerosmith?
No. No, okay. Not if it was a friend's idea.
True.
No, but think about it. We love the music. If you don't love the music, the spectacle of Kiss or a Lady Gaga or the dancing of a Beyonce, you know, that really stands out.
It's still, I mean, Wynwood opened for Rod Stewart, and Rod Stewart's show was just like this big, overblown, balloons falling from the sky and saxophone, lady saxophone players in short skirts and, you know, bright lights, and it was
you
all
say it like it's a bad thing.
No, right, it was all big.
But if you're trying to show a kid the magic of music.
Yeah.
Now, the other option was, and she couldn't go because she has like a test the next day. I want to go, and maybe you guys will go with me, although I don't know if you're into it. You remember the band White Lion?
I know the name.
When the Children Cry, Wait. They did a cover of Radar Love that's played quite a bit.
When the club blew up, is that them?
No, that's Great White.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I knew it was.
No, there was there's three whites. White Snake, Great White, and White Lion.
Okay.
All were around that same time. Great White was probably the least successful, but excellent.
And the White Stripes.
I've said it, well of that time. We're talking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know.
That was, you know, about a decade later, the White Stripes. But yeah, like, so he's playing, the lead singer of that is playing in Teaneck at Club Debonair.
Oh, we know that place.
Yeah, which is a small club.
So, oh, yeah. If you want to see, like, that's the good thing about that place. You can see, like, maybe somebody whose star has, you know, faded a little bit.
A little bit. A lot. Come on.
Yeah. But you can be right up close.
A little bit. You see him in Englewood at the, you know,
at that
theater,
Bergen Pack.
Yeah.
Bergen Pack.
Bergen Pack. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, but no, at the
Club Debonair.
They're there at the merch table. They're like grabbing you and pulling you over. They're like, here, talk to me.
Joe plays there. So.
No, it's a good place.
Yeah,
though.
We've seen some good.
Well, maybe you guys want to go with me on May 4th. It's good. They're not. First of all, I think it's going to be a lot of acoustic.
Okay.
He's got a good voice. Trust me. You need to expand your horizons. I know it's not as exciting as Wynwood.
Were they like a hair metal?
Like a lot of these hair metal bands, they had these guys, and also Great White, they had a bluesy rock thing. Probably because of the guy's voice. Great White was probably more bluesy, which you might actually like if I didn't tell you this was...
All those bands, I was not really... I won't say I was like too old for them, but the, I'd already, you know, been there, done that. I'd seen, you know, Great White and doing Once Bitten, Twice Shy. I saw Ian Hunter do it, who wrote it in Martha Hoople, you know, so it was like, okay, you know, good. That was the biggest hit.
But.
Yeah, I'm glad you're, you know, but that's all I heard was their biggest hit.
Right,
so.
Like they have some bluesy songs that you'd probably like, you know, that you might like the arrangement on. They have some good stuff, but yeah, that was their biggest.
Something tells me too they'd probably be a little more authentic now because they don't have an image to.
Well,
they're
split up. I mean, you know, the lead singer Jack Russell's by himself, and the other people.
Well, even better because they don't have to play up to that whole MTV image type thing. They can be, you know, the badass rock stars that they really probably were, and they were playing pretty boys because it was a paycheck.
I think that people want to see them play pretty boys. You see these people that show up to these concerts, they're still in 1988.
Oh, yeah.
The women too. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Believe me, we go to plenty of these things. And
I know you do.
There's lots of.
And some of them, I'm not even the oldest guy there. You know, I'm like,
no, they're in the band.
who let all these old people in here?
Yeah, I know.
That's why I love going to these concerts. Like, oh shit, I'm still young.
It is
reaffirming
right?
in some way, and I'm not trying to be mean, but well, yeah, I am. But
yeah, you clearly are. But that's all right. You're in the right place.
You clearly are.
So I got tickets for this show, which I'm thinking, which I've asked her about, and I already have tickets, but I got like lawn seats. I can get her tickets. I think this lineup is iconic adjacent.
Okay.
It's not iconic like the bands and the singers I mentioned.
Right, right.
But they are certainly known or known adjacent. So I'm going to this show, and I think it'll be a fun show. So it is called Party Gras. And the lead singer is Bret Michaels of Poison. Now, you're probably not a Poison fan.
Again, the hair metal thing just didn't, you know.
Joe doesn't like Poison. I will tell you this. The man puts on a phenomenal show. Like he's just so into it, so engaging. Well, so Bret Michaels, I'm talking.
Yeah,
about.
No, I think that that Poison would be good to sing.
They are great to sing.
Yeah,
I mean, we saw them at the stadium tour, and they stole the show as I expected them to do.
Yeah,
but
is CeCe still in the band?
CeCe's in the band. It's the full band.
Cool.
So, but this is just him. All right, so he's a soul.
I like this TV, that reality show he did.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you do. Yeah. Rock of Love. Yeah. Well, being into Rocks in Love the way you were makes sense. Not what you were expecting, but still.
No. Rocks of Love.
Where's the stalactites and stalagmites? I'm here for the wrong reasons. That doesn't look like he's going to hook up with Quartz. What's going on here? I was misled. But so Bret Michaels is the lead singer. But listen to the rest of this lineup. Steve O'Gary of Journey. I didn't even know there was a Steve O'Gary.
Yeah, thank you. I know
Apparently, Journey I've heard of.
I saw Journey like last year, but Steve Perry we know,
right?
Because that's when Journey was Journey. But apparently, right. Steve O'Gary was a lead singer they had there too. Okay, he's gonna sing Journey songs though, so that's cool.
Wait, is that the guy?
Not the Filipino guy.
Oh, okay, that's where I was.
That's
going.
The guy who's in the band now.
Okay,
Night Ranger.
Again, I've heard the name.
Sister Christian?
I've heard that song. Yeah.
You like that song?
Not really.
You could still rock in America? Mm. Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're not your audience for this.
No, but I said iconic Jace.
Now,
right.
are they going to just do like kind of a round robin thing where they play one of each of their...
No, it's a full day.
No, I mean this is like a super group.
No, these are the
they're each going to do their own sets. Oh, I thought it was like a super group like
Ringo does.
Ringo's All-Star band.
Ringo's All-Stars. Yeah.
Ringo, by the way, underrated. I like Ringo.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding? You'll never get an argument out of me.
Give us time, we will.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not about Ringo,
but we will.
Oh yeah. Ringo, we're all holding hands, but just wait.
I don't know about that.
We still got, what, two and a half hours to go,
Yeah, it
right?
drags. Don't worry. It'll feel like fun.
So, no, just like at home.
Yeah. Except you don't have to blow me. You can. You don't have to.
You know what? We'll talk.
Okay. We'll negotiate. Yeah. Maybe if I take his car off his hands, he'll take something off mine. I think it's fair. I'll tell you what. We both explode after a little bit. Oh. Anyway, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, tell me more about this.
The band?
Yes.
Okay. Distract you from the task at hand. Mm. So we got Bret Michaels, He's the headliner. Steve O'Gary of Journey's performing. Night Ranger's performing. Jefferson Starship. You know them.
Yeah, of course. But like,
who the hell's in it now?
Yeah, is there anybody left alive in that band?
I don't know.
Or that hasn't, you know, left and wants nothing to do with them ever again. You know, Grace Slick is not coming back to Jefferson Starship.
They'll play their handful of hits. People will be happy.
Okay.
Jefferson.
Well, this is the thing that
your heroes are dead. This is what we're left with.
Well, true.
I've seen it happen
where, you know, the management.
I saw Foreigner, there was like one guy left.
Yeah, the management owns. The, I saw, and this is going way back, but it was Steppenwolf at the Theater in the Round in Nanuet, New York. I said, this is 1977. I said, this is great. There was one guy, like the bass player.
Yeah.
Everyone else, totally different.
But they do that with the doo-wop groups, too.
But but they've been, that was my point, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
The management company owns the rights to the name, and they can put. And there's been lawsuits up and down forever about this sort of thing with all different groups.
Yeah, not my problem.
Oh no, but you think you're going to see something?
No, I don't.
And you're going to see a tribute band that.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit more educated about what I'm dealing with.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to sit there, if you're going to have a nice evening, you're going to hear the songs you like. Who cares who's playing them?
I care. There's a little something wrong with it. And the last one.
I wouldn't go.
Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
Oh, I like
that. That's the one. Really? That's the one you latch onto.
I like him.
All right, but they're all performing.
Okay.
$10 I paid.
$10?
Maybe $15. It was either 10 or $15.
Now, where's this happening?
At the at Homedale, at the PNC Arts
Center. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of people for $10?
Right? 10, 15, right?
Yeah.
So even if I pay 20, which is probably what it'll be without the sale, to take my daughter to this, I think that's a worthy experience.
I think that's a worthy experience.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't know what might spark some interest or what.
So many different styles, so many. They'll be playing so many hit songs, even if it's not all the people that made those hit songs.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it certainly wouldn't make any difference to her. It wouldn't mean anything if who it was.
Well, according to her, there's only ever 10 songs on in my radio, which is bullshit. You know, I can't help it what is it, 104.3 has to play the same two Boston songs and same two Led Zeppelin songs.
Oh,
I listen to all sorts of stuff.
That they have been for the past 30 years.
Yeah, it's god-awful.
Dude, when I worked at K-Rock, they put me in the demographic survey area. And what really, basically what it was a bunch of interns sitting in a room calling people, excuse me, and playing songs for them over the phone and asking them what they thought about the songs. And a lot of the songs that I was doing this was in the 80s, are still in heavy rotation.
That's terrible.
And they were probably already songs from the 70s or maybe even late 60s.
But we talk about that's New York. You go to other markets where they don't have to just play the shit everybody knows. It's much better.
Yeah.
Much more than ever. The radio in New York is god-awful.
And it's unbelievable because it's New York. Well,
that's the crime.
That, and it's stuck
But
in
they're
a
not taking
rut.
Chances.
No, they're...
But this, like, she might go... A slight chance she'll go to this. But this is worthy, right?
I would say.
This is better than a T-Soul in the Garden.
Oh, yeah, to me.
Well, it's 50-50.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'd go to see TSOL, but... Only because out of curiosity, if I don't know who the Garden is, it's too much hassle just for a curiosity, especially at this point in time, in this day and age.
By virtue of my car, there will be at least songs that will be vaguely familiar to her.
Well, I think it fits your criteria perfectly.
Yeah, that's my criteria. Like, you either have to be either really popular at the time. You know, I don't really like New Kids on the Block, but my friends are going and they're popular. Okay, I'll go see New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Something you really like or something iconic. I think that should be, like, if you have a choice, that should be the first concert.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this might be a long day if she's somebody that can't.
It is a long day.
If she can't, you know, the endurance is too much, and if it ends up being one of those hot-ass 100-degree days, you're sunk.
Fair point.
Well, something tells me that they're all not going to be playing, you know, two-hour sets either.
Yeah. It's still a long day.
It's still be long.
I mean, Brett Michaels is probably going to do, an hour 20? You know, you're probably going to get, what, 45 out of Starship, 45 out of Night Ranger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A 45-minute set is what, you know, you would expect from...
Right. You still have Steve O'Gary, who's going to do, what, do 30? You got Mark McGrath, who you figure is going to do 30.
Yeah.
They have to break down everything. There's probably an opening band that's not advertised before, we'll say Mark McGrath is opening, before Mark McGrath. I mean, no, it's a day. So, and it's not air-conditioned, which is an excellent point. And God forbid it rains, then you got a teenager screaming and crying. And let's be, I'll be honest with you, she's not the type who's going to want to tough it out and stick through it.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty hardy as far as things that we've been through.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
you've told me some nightmare stories. Some of them his fault.
Of course.
What you guys have done for music, a lot. I mean, between the desert and being inundated like Noah's Ark. I mean, you guys have
been... We've run the gamut.
Run the gamut.
Yeah, I mean, well, you don't give a shit. She's like parched and becoming one of them shrinking things. You're like, no, we're here for the bands. I've heard the stories over the years.
Well, yeah, but, you know, no, roasting in the desert wasn't, you know, my idea of fun either, but...
No. But the desert wasn't even the worst. It was the one in Long Island where we were roasting to death.
Oh, that was brutal. Yeah.
It was... There was...
Well, it was also the hottest...
No shade.
Yeah, it was like the hottest summer of...
No,
thank
you.
Hottest day and the hottest summer in decades.
No, thank you.
And I was just like a camel. But my humps were dry, you know.
No, I am very happy with how when we saw Aerosmith inside
in the air conditioning
comfortable seats.
Oh, I'll take that anytime.
Yes.
Yes.
Inside was good.
So, and not standing. I mean, she's fine with standing, and I stand for a lot of these shows. But I'm like, God, I mean, don't we all have bad backs at this point? What are we doing, guys?
Yeah. Oh God. Yes.
Well, now you can rent those little lawn chairs, right?
No, I'm talking about like inside the club, like
Plaza.
Or yeah, like or about, at the Wellmont and Montclair.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about the outdoor things, like at.
Well, yeah, this will be an outdoor thing.
Yeah,
but I'll get chairs. They're like $5.
Yeah,
because
no,
you can't bring your own anymore.
Yeah, no.
But the parking's free.
Yeah, but they rent you.
No,
a chair.
But anyway,
that's fine.
That's what I. But whatever, she's going to this other concert. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, one you're talking about too, it is going to be a longer day, so you're going to be out in the sun longer.
But I feel she would have a good time.
Or rain, even worse.
Yeah, that would be worse. You're absolutely right.
But
yeah.
If it was just like maybe two or three acts, they're going to start. The sun's going to be going down by the time it really gets going anyway, so it's not going
to
be...
No, you got to figure this thing's going to... You don't have to check. Maybe it starts at 7, but I don't think so. It's probably a 5 o'clock start. It's a long day. But you know what? For $10-15, I can leave. But I mean, I really want to see Bret Michaels, but I've seen him with Poison enough too. So even if I miss Bret Michaels, I don't hear the solo songs that I don't know. I'll be okay.
Right. Or you can get there later if you...
Fair. I don't really need to see... what's his name? Mark McGrath? I don't need to see him.
See?
But, all right, so I got a quick You Stink. Do this.
Oh, please.
I will. You stink! I don't know if this is an outright You Stink. You guys might disagree with me, but it happened the other day and I was annoyed. A lesser person, I mean a better person, would not have been annoyed, but I am what I am.
What'd you point at me?
just in that direction, not
oh,
you
okay.
Do.
All
I know
right.
You haven't
I know
even
you know
commented
better.
On the new chair.
You know what? I noticed it, but I was afraid it would be taken away from me if I said anything.
No, actually, the wife insisted you sit on that one.
Really?
Yes. It's non-absorbent.
What are you saying?
You know exactly what I'm saying. So, she actually insisted, no, you sit in the blue one.
There you go.
When Pip is here, she gets the gray one. Okay.
Well, I like this chair.
It's a nice chair.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. So anyway, so I'm in line the other night at the supermarket. And there's only one woman in front of me. I could have gone with the self-serve, but I don't like that because invariably there's going to be an issue.
Yes.
As I've talked about before and ranted
about. Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
So.
Well, oh, yeah, I always have. And I like to go, especially lately, I go later when there's not that many people there.
That's COVID hangover. That's what you have.
Absolutely.
I agree
absolutely.
With you. I long for COVID when you could spin around in the aisles and nobody was there. I long for it.
I went the other night and it was... maybe three other people is still too many.
Agreed.
But the fact is they shut down the cashier aisle or lanes or whatever, and you got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And something always screws up.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes over, gives you the, no, it's not my machine. It's yours. Don't give me the
Yeah, but in his
roll.
Defense, it says self.
So. Yeah, don't grunt at me.
So now you're bringing other people into it, meaning him. You know, he's got six to watch over.
He's busy, you know, texting his friends on his phone. He doesn't
I would be doing the same thing.
Me too. But I don't. But yeah, now he's got to come over and help some old fool that you know can't scan.
He doesn't know you're a fool.
Yeah. I think it becomes apparent very quickly.
That's true. Whether you're a fool or not, in this scenario, you're a fool. So
anyway, sorry. Yeah,
no, ahead. You're fine. So I did not do the self-serve. So I got one woman in front of me. I only have like three items. So the thing's at the end. She's starting to bag. Already it's taking too long. Let's go. Come on, man. Whatever. I'm in no mood for this. Next thing I know, she reaches into her purse. She takes out a Ziploc bag filled with half dollars. That's the right reaction. That's why I love your wife. She always gives me the reactions I need.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to pay in half dollars. She counts out $20 worth of half dollars. Now, they're 50 cents each, so it's not that hard to do. But there's people behind you. Nay, nay.
Who carries around that much change anyway?
This twat. Okay, I'm talking to the right people.
Any change, let alone...
half dollars?
That goes to the casino or that goes to the bank. You are not doing shopping with this.
Not on the self-serve goddamn.
No, it's not self-serve. It's a cashier.
Even still.
And they have to sit there and count it out too.
Yeah, she goes, she's like, I'm like, really? And then the piece de la resistance. All right, now I'm going to pay the rest of my credit card. No! 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 You need to get in a car accident. You need to have an exploding Kia Soul. That's what you need to have.
Yeah.
That's not fair. No, you don't get two different pay types.
No!
No!
And it's
cash
not...
or credit.
Yeah.
Or not the both. Operative word.
Why don't you split it up to three, you whore, and just pay part of it with a check? Let's go. Let's do the unholy trifecta.
Pay part of it.
And why don't you ask if they take cryptocurrency while you're at it, too?
That's... No.
Okay, so I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm right to be annoyed.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's like 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. Let's go! The only reason I'm out there is because the wife didn't realize that we were out of breadcrumbs. So I had to go.
What, because you had more animals to feed outside?
No, because she was breading something.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, you finished the breadcrumbs. No, you've been making the bread of chicken. You finished the bread of breadcrumbs, and you didn't write it down. I'm like, but I'll get it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The supermarket's not incredibly far, but I'm not out of my depth to be annoyed by this.
No, totally peed.
Just totally bizarre. Even if you had nothing else to do and you're sitting back, you're like, wow.
To be fair, I had nothing else to do, but go on.
This is better than watching television. This is the stupidest thing, and I got it for free.
I got these rolls and nickels. No, not
rolls. I have my $20 in a Ziploc, and I'm going to count them out with a $157 food grocery bill, and then I'm going to put the rest on a credit card. And I don't think this is a problem. No. I really should have given her a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was worthy of a...
That was worthy of the big sigh. Yeah. Not the guy that's got to meander over to help you, which is his job, and he's doing nothing.
I'm so sorry to make you do your job while I'm doing it here for you.
Yeah, no.
How about you pay me to do this, and I'll call you over and no.
No, no. That, I would be really annoyed. Really annoyed. Like... Don't bring some kind of, bizarre currency into the store. No.
Why don't you just go to the bank and deposit it into your account and pay, you know, and then use your card and pay the whole thing? You know,
put it in.
Where did you get all these coins to begin with?
I don't know. I can only imagine she's had a lot of encounters with magicians and they pulled them out from behind her ear.
Which one paid you 50 cents? They all did.
Back in the day.
You got that one.
Oh, because it's about me.
Well, that's right.
Nobody else would get it, but yeah, this is the right
forum.
That's
right. That's how we met.
Back in the day.
I was all out of quarters.
My dad used to give me like silver half dollars at Easter, you know, instead of just like all jelly beans and candy
and stuff.
Yeah, so it was like cute because he would like tie a ribbon. Because I couldn't find it myself, I guess.
Around an oak tree?
He'd tie a ribbon from the basket to where he had hidden things. And so I had to follow the ribbon.
He thought you were retarded.
Well, I was. And so, you know, it was like It might be.
What do you think? You think you were going to lose interest in an Easter egg hunt? Like, you had other shit to do as a 6-year-old?
You know, moth. I don't know. But he would often give, like, us, you know, silver half dollars.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, so I have some of them in a piggy bank someplace. But guess where I'm not bringing them? To the supermarket.
You better not.
No. No. Stupid.
All right. I was going to talk about my weekend of comedy, but Joe was there for one of them, and we're at 7:20.
And you want to save that for him?
Well, what do you... I mean, I don't have to save it. I was going to talk about it with you guys.
Yeah, no, tell
But I don't
us.
Have to talk about it tonight.
No, tell us.
Okay, because you know how this show...
I know.
But there just shouldn't be as much arguing tonight, so...
No, I don't think that
there will be. I can try to step the argument up.
No, I don't really think there's much to argue about.
We can do that in the car on the way home.
I'd prefer it, actually.
No, actually, no.
All right. So
we can phone it in from the car. You can go back on the.
That's happened.
I usually call him on the way home, but it's like now it's going to be live.
You can pick out your own salad at Wendy's. She doesn't have to pick it up for you.
Right.
Yes.
So that's what I'm here for. I got promised, you know,
Wendy's
Happy Meal. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he was talking about food. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But you know what? You will get paid
Happy
50 cents.
Something. I don't know.
One penny at a time.
This fucking twat. Anyway. So you've seen me several times. Not in a while, but you've seen me several times.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever seen me perform.
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
There must have been a meal involved.
This was... No.
No, it was...
That was really way back. Are we talking about the time you did the lighting?
No.
The lighting?
I don't remember the venue.
Oh, at the Kid Toucher venue?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
That's a long time
ago. Yeah.
Have you seen him since? Perform since?
I forgot about the kid.
A bunch of us went up. It was somewhere up in this general area.
Really? Okay. Well, that's cool.
Huh. I don't remember.
I don't remember the name of the place.
Oh, wait.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think I
was mistaken. I apologize.
Within the past 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Think, yeah. So then you both know.
Pre-COVID, but not pre-COVID. That's how I measure everything these days.
Everything is.
That's why I told my wife when she we're going to measure my dick. I said, no, get the pre-COVID measuring.
Yes.
Pre-COVID, and then we're in the end of the world time. Yes. So it's like, you know.
So you guys are aware of an element of mayhem that follows me at my shows.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, so you've seen a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Helix doesn't remember.
That I had, he's not aware of.
Yeah, no, she's seen
I know that things can go wrong in
You're a life. Musician, yeah. You understand. But
part of the reason why I don't like doing it that much anymore, but...
that's the great thing about live music. It'd be so much better if the audience didn't show up and create hard times.
It'd be so much better if I didn't have to show up.
You just play your drum track?
And that's what the audience says, too.
Wow, okay. And the rest of the band, and there you are. Yeah. Now you have a musician who's no more.
Yeah, that's right.
There's always an opportunity. I was always looking for a drummer.
There's always something.
Well, that's how I got my exercise, not from playing, but from carrying them in and out of up and down stairs. Are you kidding? Yeah, no, it's when you don't make enough to hire people to do it for you.
She's pretty cheap. I've hired her to schlep my shit.
Yeah, I've schlepped both of your shit.
Yeah, she's affordable.
Shit,
and now you know you give her 50 cents on a ribbon, and you're like, she's thrilled.
Yeah, I pay her in 50 cents pieces.
I've been overpaying her all these years. I didn't know she worked so cheap.
You'll never guess where I keep them. Oh, never mind.
We will, dear.
Who gave you the 50 cent piece? They all did.
They all did.
It's when you make change by squeezing your cheeks that we get concerned.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So I had a weekend of comedy. So the first show was at a bar, and I was the first show. My friend hired me to do it for her. She couldn't be there, so I'm headlining the first show. And it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Both shows were a lot of fun. But I don't understand this. Randomly, some person will yell out, and this happens quite a bit. And in this case, it was Brooklyn! And they yell out Brooklyn at me. I don't know what I was asking about. And
where were you?
I was in Pennsylvania. Northeast Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's what I figured it was something like. If you were in Brooklyn, it would
make more sense.
Maybe a little bit of sense.
If you were a Beckham, perhaps it would make sense.
So, like, I'm just, like, looking at them. You've seen me just, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like...
I actually like posted a picture that pretty much summed up my expression. I don't know if you guys saw it on Facebook or Instagram.
I did. I didn't know what it was about.
But it was like, yeah, there's like a picture, like my buddy Dave, who's a comic, was taking pictures, and you just see me holding my hands, my head in my hands.
Like, what am I going to do with you people?
Yeah, which really describes my career. So,
do you think there was maybe, you know, alcohol involved in this?
No. I'm sure it was lead paint.
Lots of it.
What, just fentanyl or
something. So she goes, yeah, Brooklyn, probably. Which would have been bad enough. And then she goes, New York. And I'm like I didn't know. And I don't understand. Like, this is what I get a lot from audiences. Like, they will yell out weird shit. Yeah, and I will look at them like, what are you doing? And then they'll like make it like I'm the stupid one. And I have to go, no, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to figure out why you're saying it.
Yeah.
Aside from the previously mentioned
alcohol.
Yeah. But everybody else is drinking too, and they're keeping their shit together.
It's an affliction. Some people just feel the need to blurt out after imbibing.
Now, were you a blurter? Because you used to back in the day, you had.
Not really.
You were quiet.
Yeah, well, you know, I would be talkative, but I wouldn't yell Brooklyn in the middle of Pennsylvania.
It was more of a Staten Island yeller, if you will.
No, definitely a Rockland County yeller.
If I was NYAC!
If I was in Pennsylvania, I'd be like, Harrisburg!
Then he knew his geography.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh! Right on.
That's what was always good about Mr. Hill. Even when he was drinking too much, always knew what state was appropriate to yell out.
I was in
shit.
A state for sure.
Yeah. Still oriented.
So that was Friday, which was fine. It was mayhem. A lot of crowd work. They loved it. They, you know, the audience loves the crowd work.
Yeah.
And so now let's move to Saturday night. Now, this was a fundraiser again in Northeast Pennsylvania. And I guess I did it 6 years ago. And the host goes up, does a great job. The guy who hired us goes up, does a great job. Now, Joe, I was working with Joe. And Joe came in a mood.
Oh, shit.
Joe was in a bad mood. Why do you think Joe was in a bad mood, Mr. Helix? You get first guess at this.
Okay, because he was in Pennsylvania?
Fair enough, but no. Why do you think Joe was in a mood?
It wasn't Brooklyn.
No, I'm... God, there's so many choices.
Well, that's why you only get one.
Oh, all right. Didn't sleep well?
No.
Oh.
Ex-wife.
Wait, what?
The ex-wife.
Now?
So apparently, she has to move stuff from her storage unit into another storage unit.
Okay.
And she reaches out to Joe, asking if he thinks she would be able to drive a U-Haul. And Joe's like, yeah, you drove my van. You should be able to drive a U-Haul. And then I guess she's like, well, are you going to help me? And I guess like Joe didn't want to help her. And he's like, and then she's like, the ex is like, well, you would help your friend Lorraine. Lenore. You would help your friend Lenore. So so Joe is in a mood. Joe is.
You know what? I'll give him that.
I'm not saying he's not justified to be in a mood.
Yeah.
So Joe is in a mood. And Joe takes that stage. And it was like Joe Curry 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
It was good. It was very good.
Oh.
But I would try to get Joe gigs with me. I would show the video, and it was very funny. And like, can he be less angry? Because it's a very angry set.
It's like, no, he can't.
So basically what you're saying is you got to get his ex-wife to call him up before every show to get him all pissed off and wind him up.
It creates a different energy.
Like the Three Stooges, when Curly would see a mouse or something and he'd go into a rage and start...
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, and then they'd put him in the boxing ring and he'd be getting his ass kicked. And they'd bring in a mouse or whatever and he takes out the entire place.
All right, well, I'm not bringing props to control Joe.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, yeah. But
Or
play Pop Goes the Weasel or something.
So Joe is all fired up. And he has a great set.
Wow.
Joe is fully capable of putting together a very hot set.
Sure.
I've seen it many, many a time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm sitting there, what the fuck am I going to do? I got to follow this. You know, he's trashing Biden and they're enjoying that and he's all fired up. And I talked to Joe about it later after the show. He's like, yeah, there was 3 minutes there. I brought back some material. I was really pissed off. I'm like, no, The anger was throughout the whole set.
And
he had an excellent, he did an excellent job.
Great. Well, there's sometimes where, you know, that fire in your belly just makes it like you're just firing on all pistons. I mean, that there have been times where you've said to me, I came in really pissed off and I had a good show.
Yeah.
You know, because I was just like,
anger's a great tool.
Yeah.
And it was a great tool for Joe because, you know, lately he's been not as pissed off, I guess.
I, you know what? God damn it, Joe, stop being so happy.
So I've had three comics who've had great sets in front of me, which is great. Yeah. And I've seen Joe have one of his fire sets.
Because
I was with Joe last week, and he had an okay set. It wasn't a fire set.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. All right. It's one of those nights. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, but I figure it out as I'm wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
So little crowd. A lot of material. Everything's going well. Having a great set.
New stuff or old stuff?
Not doing too much new stuff these days, dear.
Oh.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like I try to. I got a little bit of new stuff in there.
Okay.
Like I'm talking a little bit about the classified documents.
Okay.
But it's not as much news. I'm starting to bring back some of the stuff about
It's not like there's a shortage of things to... satirize.
I mean, like, you know.
Or is everybody doing it, so it's not.
It's never stopped me before, but with Trump, I could find different angles with it. And Joe's really taken the balloon angle, you know, which is, listen, plenty of stuff. But, and I have Biden jokes, but yeah, we get it. He's old. He doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, how much of this shit am I going to do? And I like the guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a one, you know.
That makes it a little hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much you can do with that. Yeah, he's old.
Joe is mining material, I assure you.
I'm sure.
But, you know, there's not a ton of stuff. So then I go into, I talk about, you know, looking up to people, you know, I do the Tiger Woods bit, which you've seen, and I say, you know, heroes, you know, but we look up to Kim Kardashian, but the movie stars, they're not the real heroes. Who are the real heroes? Police, firemen, military, EMTs, nurses, teachers. That's what it is. And it gets into my teachers bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they all applaud when, you know, they usually applaud. Are there teachers here tonight? Yeah. You're not going to enjoy the next few minutes of this show. That's what it is. Standard stuff. I'm a genius. all of a sudden, I hear diagonal right, stage right.
Brooklyn.
No, Brooklyn. I understood,
but Blalala.
I did not understand.
It wasn't Joe, was it?
It was not Joe. It was not. And now this like table's partially obscured. By a long pillar, by a fucking pillar, stupid. You know, a wide, that's a descriptor word, a wide pillar.
Wide.
Ah! What? And now she's.
And this was directed at you. It
of
wasn't.
Course
it was. All right, just making sure that it wasn't.
I assure you.
If there wasn't
trouble,
something else going on.
No. Yeah. If only. Well, you know what? That's fair because I've also had the SWAT team called out in the middle of my set and it had nothing to do with me. I mean, I've had brawls break out, and yeah, it has nothing. So it's a fair point. But no,
okay,
although at this point, I am unaware what it is, who it is, and whom it's directed at this point. But now I see it leaning against the pole.
Uh-oh.
And it's a woman.
Is it coming at you? Oh, shit.
Was there alcohol involved?
There seems to be a theme. This one, he's a smart one. Terrible at picking cars, but he fucking knows the cause of the root of evil.
Just a wild yes.
Yeah, you nailed it, my friend. So she goes, we'll talk. What? We'll talk. And now I'm like, well, I kind of am right now. And now she's wobbling towards the stage.
Ah!
She is now standing in front of me. We'll talk. I'm like, okay. Can't right now. I said, you know, this will be done probably about 45 minutes, so we'll talk in like 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, I would have engaged her right there. So no, let's talk now.
No, because she's drunk. You got to remember, in this day and age, you don't know what the hell you're dealing with.
Well, you never did, but...
No, but
what's
now
coming at
so
you?
Many people are set off by so many... But I don't understand what the hell what has triggered this woman. I don't understand... Why she's yelling at me. Usually, when people get pissed off at me, and they do, I have an idea of what the hell set them off. Whether it's ridiculous or not, I go, okay, this has set them off. I have no idea what "we'll talk" means. I have no idea why this person is yelling shit at me, and I have no idea why this person's in front of me now at the stage. Finally, the person who organized the show for the Little League removes her.
Thank you.
Escorts her out. So now "we'll talk" will be my catchphrase for the whole night. I will be...
Yes! So I'm working into it.
I go, you know what? I've been doing this over 25 years. I never had a catchphrase. "We'll talk" will be my get her done. And they are loving it. I'm working it in all over the place. "We'll talk, we'll talk." Because I'm a fucking genius.
No, but that was great.
Hey, yeah.
When they hand you a gift like that, you take it and...
No, I should fucking hose it off and burn it. And they hand me a gift like... All right. So the show goes great. I worked all that nonsense in. So I'm standing by the merch table, and to the table next to the merch table is the woman.
Oh, shit.
And now people are coming up to her and go, "You were so good. You were great." No, 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 no. Do not encourage this type of bad behavior.
Wait, did they think that she was like a plant? Or
Mr. Helix, this I get a lot, and I got it on this night from several people. Was that part of the show? Did you bring her with you? No, I don't have to bring a drunk with me because most places supply their own.
No shortage.
Why would I have to travel with one when there's a full array of drunken assholes wherever I go?
Oh my god. True. They thought she was a plant.
All the time I get that, Pip. Because I can play off of it and get through it usually. But, oh, that was, the improv was great. It's like, oh, she had the 20 minutes. What would you have done otherwise? The shit I prepared to do. That's what I would have done. But we did. So one of the women's talking to me, you know, "You're so great." So then the husband of our friend comes up to me and goes, "Listen, I just want to apologize. You were great." Blah, blah. Nice. Very nice of him.
Yeah.
So then the wife who had just said, "We're great," to this woman comes up to me. And she's like, "Yeah, you know, she was pissed off with the teacher's thing." "The what?" "The teacher's thing. I didn't even see this woman. Why is she?" "Well, she said teachers." And then this woman's talking. He's like, "But I was trying to tell her." He goes, "But I'm a dental hygienist, and you didn't mention dental hygienists were heroes. What bizarre world am I dealing with?" So what I said to her, I go, "Well, you'll like this. I didn't say dental hygienist because there's too many syllables. See, teacher, two syllables. Police, two syllables."
Because let's, you know what, in the Canyon of Heroes, let's have a big applause for the dental hygienists out there, because plaque is evil and
is
must
evil.
Be conquered. What the fuck?
Yeah, because it takes a lot to say, you know, okay, rinse out now for a minute. Okay.
Well, I mean, I've heard it quite a bit. And
there's...
Here comes Mr. Thirsty.
Yes.
That's where the 50 cents comes
so
in.
So I appease her. Yeah, exactly. So I appease her. But this woman who was yelling shit at me was a teacher.
Oh.
This is the type of thing.
So you got,
I need
you, got
to know.
You got a teacher that's too drunk to even express what she's pissed off about.
Which would have been great for me to know, because I really could have had a lot of fun with this.
Oh, wow.
And a dental hygienist who was half crocked that was pissed off that you weren't praising how important they were,
yes,
in society. Yeah.
And now I'm talking to the guy who ran the show. I'm talking to the guy who ran the show. He's like, "Listen, man, some people left for dinner and they missed us, but my phone was blown up with texts. Oh, does anybody record this?" I go, "I think I have it. I'll post it. I'll post it," and I haven't yet. So then here's the real topper. Not only is this one a teacher, what else do you think this woman could be that would have been fantastic for me to know? This time, Pip, you go first. Just something outlandish.
Aside from being a teacher?
Yes. Doesn't have to be a profession. Could be anything.
I mean, she was or...
Is.
I'm saying.
This is another characteristic of this woman who's yelling shit.
Okay.
Is her name Karen?
No, I don't know her name.
Oh. What else could she be? Could she be
she can be anything you want.
She could be like a council person at a
she could
town.
She could. That's a valid guess. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Helix, what say you?
Well, I guess I was going to say like even a librarian, but that's kind of like a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's in the same field, so this would be something totally not totally different, but not connected with the teaching profession.
Yeah, so take a guess.
I'm playing 20 questions here, I know, but
yeah, really, I didn't think this was gonna. I didn't think I was gonna stop the show.
A marmoset.
Closer.
Mm. Yeah, I was gonna say something to do with, you know, political office on a local level. You know, PTA or, but that's
so
teachers too.
See, so we've established that she is a drunk.
Yeah.
A bad drunk.
Oh yeah.
Yells out shit.
Oh god.
Is a teacher. Oh. And the final thing.
Oh, a therapist.
No.
Oh.
A swinger.
What? What? Oh.
And everybody knows this.
Damn. What a lost opportunity.
Again, I'm like, why doesn't somebody yell this out at me?
Why didn't she say, I'm a swinger teacher?
This is, but other people should have told me when she's in front of me, she's a swinger. Hold on. We're at a Little League fundraiser. I'm guessing you mean not. She's not hitting cleanup.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're not talking.
Is she going to be one of the stories that we cover next week when the school board finds out she's a swinger teacher?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, apparently, if enough people already know, it's
enough
probably.
People do know.
He can't keep something like that quiet.
Because, like, the other members there, then somebody shows me text. They're discussing her. They're like, oh, is her husband going to get pegged tonight? So, like,
whoa.
This is. Yeah.
Wow. Whoa, I mean...
But, or something like, or is she going to do, like, a bunch of black guys? Like, this is the type of thing they're showing me. Like, how has nobody said this to me while I'm on stage?
Why?
I was on that stage for an hour. Nobody thought the need to mention this to me?
Why did they let that go? Oh, my God. This is, like, the talk of the Harper Valley PTA.
Yeah,
well,
this is, like, a total throwback to, like, a bad 60s...
Yeah, the scenario from a swinger movie.
My career is a bad throwback to the 60s.
It's like a key party at a little
party.
At a Little League fundraiser. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Oh, that's too delicious. Damn, why didn't they say something when she was, like, wobbling up to you? Uh-oh, here comes the swinger.
I have no idea what sets these people off.
Could it be...
Or gets them off.
Alcohol?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's alcohol. But it's like, yeah, it's like usually, like I said, when people are angry at me, and they are, I usually have an idea of why. But that was my weekend of comedy.
Right.
Shows were great. Everybody was happy. But it's just like...
You got to get her, you know, get her number and hire her, you know, for real.
No. No, I don't.
Get her into the act.
No, because when those kind of people, then they think that they are the act, and they try to, like, showboat.
I was really being facetious.
Yes. I know you were,
I really don't. I think that would be a horrible idea.
Oh, God, I know.
She really thought... I was going to say she thought she was a star. She thought she was entitled to interrupt whatever the hell I was doing.
Clearly.
But I don't understand why she kept on saying, we'll talk.
Not that I would know particularly from personal experience, but there is a point in intoxication, especially if you reach pro level, which it... Clearly,
did you turn pro?
I would say I was close enough.
Okay.
Clearly, this woman is in the pro category. You get to the point where you don't even recognize your surroundings or how anything is inappropriate. You are the center of the universe, and everyone is listening to you. And God damn it, I'm going to let you know it.
Yeah.
And that's it's almost like in a blackout type of situation.
But if you're a guy, somebody will hit you. If you're a woman, they just let it go on.
Because they're stunned. Like, what do we do? How do we grab Betty and get her out of this?
Thing is, when the guys that do it, they say, yeah, if a puny guy, like, that's why I never did much of that sort of antics. Because I knew I'd get my ass kicked.
As well, you should know that. That if you were drinking, that should always be in the back of your head.
I am not a large, overly muscular person.
Yes, but so you could have had a Napoleon complex. It's possible.
Yeah, but you get these big lummoxes that, you know, they're like a brick wall. You know, they get in a bag like that. Nobody's gonna beat them. You
so
know,
even
nobody's
at
gonna
the
try.
Worst, there was still that little voice of the sobriety in your head that goes, "This is, I can't go this far. There is a line." That's good.
Yeah.
We were talking about people who did not have that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you asked if I was that close to maybe being pro, but on a consistent basis, something tells me this woman is like this all the time. Which and that's why nobody was stopped. Because like, oh, well, there she goes again. There goes.
Yeah.
You know, it was nothing new to them.
They were like, oh, yeah, she goes again. Yeah. And there's no stopping her because we know how she gets.
So I posted about the show on Instagram.
The police,
the police
have her house on speed dial. You know what I mean?
There's probably
complaints coming in all over the place.
The guys who like banging other people's wives have her on speed dial.
Well, there's that too. But I can't explain it any better than that. But it just where all sense of reason and reality pretty much is out the window. You're in your own. And I'm sure she probably wouldn't even remember it.
Probably
not even remember it 5 minutes later.
No,
she was on to the next.
She wasn't. She remembered it the whole night. I think she was pissed. But here's the type of thing. I think the people that the other parents, my impression is they're not going to let her forget it.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah.
Like, I posted on Instagram about the show. I didn't mention anything about that.
I mean,
just
I'm
that we're doing the radio
laughing
show
about it, but it's really sad. You know,
So somebody who was at the show, a new follower, a pretty young teacher who was sitting in the front row. Her husband wasn't at the show, so I busted her balls a little bit. But she posted, "We'll talk." So they're gonna remember.
Oh yeah, gonna bust her for this.
Yeah, although they have seemed to have her balls are getting busted, and she's busting plenty of balls.
Yeah, well, something tells me too that it won't matter because. By the time she sobers up and they tell her this, she'll be off on the next bender. And
she'll be waiting for the next comedy show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And somebody else will piss her off and
she'll have
a catchphrase for them.
Oh, I was just going to say she'll have a catchphrase for some other event that, and they'll be busting her about that. Unbelievable. Wow. Wow. Eventful.
Always
very
with me.
Eventful.
Always with
memorable.
Me.
Memorable.
Yeah, well, and people go, oh, I remember that guy. He had the... We'll talk, lady up there, and they'll come back and see you next time.
They won't remember my name, but they'll remember that. Well, they won't remember any of my jokes. They'll remember that nonsense.
But you know what? They'll remember you handled it well.
And we get to talk about it now, and it's even getting more traction.
Yeah, it's just
so
like,
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Like crabs. All right, we'll take our first break.
Yep.
On the break, we got new music from... Wow, my eyes are really bad. Is it darker in here than usual?
No.
It wasn't racist. It wasn't directed at you.
I've never been here before, so you're talking to the wrong guy.
Well, you have sunglasses on.
And I'm wearing...
No, it's fine, I think.
Okay. On the break, we have new music from Burnout Bianca with All Rise. Burnout Bianca with All Rise. And JDXL with Care For Me. And you can learn more about both those artists at twosmusic.com. When we come back, we'll tell you about the mom who lost her son because she didn't fill out